Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis, and I'll be your host for the night. And let's talk about that verdict, huh? Who would have expected not guilty? Last time I checked, when you're doing self-defense, you are actually not guilty if you feel your life is in danger. Now, I have read a few of people's comments, and I understand people have different type of points of views, and you want to look at it in a different way. And that's understandable. You're entitled to your opinion. But you cannot tell me that was not self-defense. It's not that he was walking around pointing his gun at every single person in there. And if you look at the video correctly, he did not point the gun to no one. And on top of that, the only time that he fired was when he was actually being attacked. Now, as a big believer of the Second Amendment, you know, you are entitled to protect yourself, even if that means using deadly force. Now, I know a few of you guys, you know, have your opinions about the Second Amendment. And again, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your facts. Okay? Everything that's presented to the jury was facts, not people's opinions, nothing like that. The juries saw the facts, and facts do not lie. Now, a lot of people are going to be protesting, as I'm seeing right now in New York. There's protesters, same thing in Kenosha, same thing in Chicago. You know, there's protesting going on already. Hopefully it stays peacefully. Let's not get wild and rowdy again. The other thing I want to talk about is what's going to happen now that he is no longer guilty. I believe that Kyle should go ahead and start gearing up and preparing to sue all the media that crucified him before the verdict started or before his trial started. And I am going to go ahead and go into a couple of things. CNN said a lot of things that were not correct. Same thing with MSNBC. They mentioned a lot of things, and especially Ms. Joe, that she was calling him white supremacist, also fake white tears. You know, people say about racist things that, you know, only Caucasian people are the racist ones, but race comes in every color, shape, everything. So you always have to be careful with your own words. Not only that, also a lawsuit to the president of the United States. When he was running for president, he did mention that he, you know, Kyle was a white supremacist. Now that is a huge lawsuit right there, and I believe, you know, that he should follow through. Kyle has every single right as an American to go ahead and prosecute all those lawsuits to every single media reporter and presidential, and also candidates that are in the Congress and in the House that were so negative and saying bad things about him without even the facts being shown. Now, again, this is my opinion. I'm not a lawyer, okay? But I do know a little bit about the law, and I have what I have read and understood, you know? So we'll see what happens with that. And then from the other thing is, I wonder if these medias and politicians are going to give a proper apology for, you know, misleading and giving wrong information. Because from what I heard also, not only here in the States, but in overseas, they were mentioning that the victims, supposed victims, were African Americans, and apparently they weren't. They were Caucasian males. They actually had some type of criminal record. Now again, Kyle didn't know that with the moment that he shot them, because he was trying to protect himself. But again, these are, you know, the people that were saying that they're innocent. They're not so innocent at all, you know. The record speaks for itself. Also, hopefully his life will get kind of back to normal, even though it's going to be very difficult at this time, because you know how this was nationwide and everyone was, some of us were looking at the trials. You know, they know who he is. So part of his life is not going to be the same, but you know, hopefully he could adapt and adjust to, you know, a new lifestyle. But I would like to reach out to Kyle and see and get his thoughts about this, you know, and see what he wants to do from now. I believe, again, he should be preparing his lawyers to, you know, make some lawsuits against all of these people. Again, it was also, I felt like it was also a Second Amendment type of attack that, you know, because with this, they're saying that, you know, laws should be a lot stronger for people that are gun owners. You know, it's not all about just being a gun owner and following and making the laws a lot stricter, because I'll be honest, I'm a gun owner myself. I do follow the laws. I do understand how the laws work for a gun owner. I understand that my gun is not permitted into a bank, and I'm not going to take it to a bank with me. Now, will a criminal follow that same laws? No, they won't. They'll take their guns with them in there, and I will be defenseless to protect myself or anybody in there because I had to leave my weapon in my vehicle. But the criminals could, you know, do not have to follow those type of laws. Those are the things that people got to think about. Not making the laws a lot stricter for people that are actually following the laws. How about we go more stricter on the criminals that are using those weapons without following the laws? You know, I believe that should be more strict for the criminals that have weapons that are not supposed to be having weapons and using those type of weapons. Well, America, thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope you guys give me your opinion about this. I believe that Kyle should be making a case against the president and against the rest of the media for slandering him, calling him a white supremacist, even though there was no facts found. They even went through his phone and there was nothing found on his phone that had anything close to being white supremacist. And then people are saying that he was crossing state lines with a weapon. He did not cross the state lines as it was shown. He actually had that gun in there, and he actually has family members that live in Kenosha, and he actually worked in Kenosha as well. So those things, you know, should be seen as well, you know, because media did change a couple of things. And crossing the borderline, now we're going to be strict for people crossing their own state's borderline, but yet we're not going to be worried about the border crisis that's going on that this president hasn't put no mind to it. You know, people crossing the border illegally, you know, something that we all should be thinking about. All right, America, well, thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys have a great night. And if you have any questions, please go ahead and comment back. Let me know your opinion, and I would love to go ahead and reply back to you. All right, thank you very much, America, and you guys have a good night.